Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now here's the thing we got to get a hold of. He didn't do it as God.
Amen.
This is where a lot of folks miss it. They say, well, he's God. He can do things like that. He's not operating as God. The Bible said he laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. He's doing it as a man. And there should be no question about that point, because in a few more minutes, another man who's definitely not God,
amen,
did it too.
Amen.
A man can do it because two men did do it.
Right?
So here's the question. How do you do that? How do you walk on the water? If we believe the Bible, we believe it's possible. We believe Jesus and Peter did it. How did they do it? How did they do it? I agree with you. They did it by faith. But with what we've seen in the scriptures tonight, exactly what did that involve? You're going to see it in just a moment here if you don't already. Verse 26, Jesus went to them walking, walking. Somebody say walking.
Walking
on the sea. The disciples saw him. In case you forgot what he's doing, he told you again. Walking on the sea. And they were troubled. He's off in the distance. There's a storm. They're in the boat. It's pitching. And they said, ooh, it's a ghost. Spirit's the word for ghost we would use. Ghost. It's a ghost. Peter. You see that? You see that? Oh, man. Thomas said, I can't believe it. Sorry, Thomas. Thomas may give me a head slap when I get to heaven. But they were. I'm just quoting him. I quoted his words. They were scared. Do you know seeing an amazing miracle will not give you faith? Seeing miracles doesn't give you faith. They're seeing an amazing miracle, and all they got was scared.
Yeah.
Tell me how faith comes.
Hearing.
Faith doesn't come by seeing things. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing from Him. They were troubled. They said, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. These are grown men, big old boys, rough, tough fishermen, and they're crying like schoolgirls. In the middle of a storm. Now you're laughing, but if you're out there in the dark with a wave slapping you in the face and you see this, what would you do? You know you're seeing something and it ain't natural. And somebody hollered, it's a ghost. And the rest of them figured that's probably what it is. Yeah. Woo, in the middle of a storm at night on the sea, and we got ghosts walking around out here on top of the waves. Oh, they're scared. They're crying out for fear. Verse 27. But straightway Jesus spoke to them and said what he always says.
Yes.
Cheer up, boys. It's me. It's me. Don't be afraid. It's me. And when they heard that voice, their fears were assuaged, but they still got to explain this. What is going on here? He is out here without a boat. Peter said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Man, they are. They're thinking, this is amazing. This is amazing. How is he doing that? And Peter is bold. He says, I want to do it too. Let me do it too. And Jesus said, how darest thou think that thou a mere worm of a mortal, could do what I, the glorious Son of God, can. In fine print, it said, do not try this at home. This means you. This is not for you. No. No. And this is, if you've seen Jesus, if you heard him, you have heard the Father. It is not God trying to push us down and hold us in our place. That we dare not try to rise up and experience the spectacular and the miraculous. When you hear Jesus' response, you hear the voice of the Father and his heart concerning all men for all time. What does he say? Come on. Well, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You want to do this?
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
Let's do it. Didn't Jesus say, if you believe on me, the works I do, you will do also? Didn't he say it? Didn't he say it? This is one of the things he did. And greater works than these shall I do, because I go to my Father. Now I'm just going to stop right here and tell you though ahead of time, just because you want to try this, does not mean it's going to work. I'm going to try it. No, you're going to sink. You'd have to get it in your spirit that the Lord prompted you to do it. Come on, can you see this? You'd have to get it in there and hear from him. We talked about this some months ago. How do you get a miracle? Number one, hear from him. Don't skip number one. And then number two, do what he said. Then number three, he does the miracle. So he said, come on. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, what did he do? What did he do? The Bible's true.
Yes,
I said, the Bible's true.
Amen.
Did he do it?
Yes.
I don't know what size Peter's foot was, but his 12 or 13 or whatever it was, stepped out of that boat and he did not sink. And he put the other foot on. And the wind's blowing and the waves are moving. I don't know how it felt. Maybe it rocked a little bit. You reckon Peter had a smile on his face? Who's he thinking? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Can you believe? Oh, man, feel that wind. Oh, wow. He walked on the water to go to Jesus, and then something happened. What happened? But when he what?
Saw the wind.
Does what you look at affect what you're able to do?
Yes.
When he stepped out of the boat, what's he looking at?
Jesus.
He's looking at the one from above.
Right.
Hearing the words that came from above.
That's right.
And focusing on the above, he's able to stay above. And walk on top of what would be impossible for a human being unassisted to walk on top of.
Amen. Come on.
Is there a way to get on top of all the debt?
Yes.
And the junk?
Yes.
Is there a way to get on top of all the strife and the turmoil that you can't see any way to fix or get out of?
Yes.
Is there a way to get above the symptoms and the pain and the reports and the weakness and the feelings? Is there a way to get on top of it?
Yes.
And actually walk on top of it?
Yes.
And come out of it?
Yes.
Yes.
There's only one way. It's by faith. But you can't see your miracle looking at the pain. Looking at the symptoms. You can't see it. You can't see coming out of debt, looking at your bills and looking at problems on your job and a cut in your pay. You can't see it.
Amen.
I said, you can't see it. And while you're focused on and getting upset about what you're seeing and hearing and feeling, it's going to change again and probably get worse. And now you're even more unstable. Why? Because you're looking at things that are seen.
Yes.
You're looking. Is that what happened to Peter? Come on, is that what happened to him?
Yes.
He was looking at the wind. The wind's about to change in just a few minutes.
Yeah,
It changed every second. And he was afraid. And he began to sink. And he cried saying, Lord, save me. Thank God for the mercy of the Lord. If you get up messed up and I get messed up and we get to looking at the wrong thing and start going down, don't just quit and give up. Don't just drown. Cry for mercy. Is that right? Lord, have mercy on me. Help me. I know I shouldn't have been looking at that. I got off. I let myself go. Help me. Help me. Help me. That's faith too. If you didn't believe he could help you, you wouldn't even ask. Lord, save me. What did he do? Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand. He's still standing on the water. Now, if you think H2O won't support the weight of a man standing on his 2 feet, how can you pull another man up while you're standing on the water? You can't do it looking down here. You can't do it looking at the water. You can't do it thinking about the wind. You can't do it thinking about the laws of nature and gravity and physics. You can't do it, which is why people who insist that I'm going to be an intellectual and this is what I know and I know I'm right, they are stuck in the natural and cannot have miracles. Because that's all they're willing to look at. And if that's all you look at, you're stuck. Oh, but when he stepped out of that boat, come on, tell me who he was looking at. Who was he listening to? Who was he? He was looking at the one from above. He was listening to the words from above. And it enabled him to do something above what was even possible in this natural realm. Hallelujah. He got on top of it. You can get on top of it. I can get on top of it. I don't care what it is, but you can't do it looking at the problem. Sometimes you have to get yourself by the ear and just rip your eyes away from it and say, quit looking at that. Quit. Don't base your faith on that. That's changing by the minute. Quit looking at that. Set your heart, set your affection, set your mind on things above where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Think about the one that came from above. Think about the words that are coming to you from above. It will pull you up above.
That's right.
And put you on top.
Amen.
On top.
Amen.
On top.
Amen.
On top of the bills. On top of the disease. On top of the problem.
Yes. Glory to God.
And as long as you look at the things from above, things that don't change, you can just keep right on walking on the water until you get across that thing and get to the other side.
Thank
God. Others have done it. You can too.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
it's a God who gives me life.